Today's CADcast is brought to you by Retro Magazine. Go to readretro.com/Kickstarter. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 387. I am your host, GPD, from Tokyo, Japan, for only 2 more episodes. And of course, as always, we are joined by Wombat from Long Island.
For only 2 more episodes.
For only 2 more decades.
If I'm lucky.
And Shipwreck, who will never make it out of Ohio either.
Why would I leave Ohio? We've got it all.
Right.
You
got everything covered in cheese. No reason to leave.
Got the best targets.
That is true.
Yeah, mine had no games on clearance. I was there the day after you were at yours, where they had all that big clearance games. Mine had nothing.
Like mine had like section 300 games at least on clearance. It was a little ridiculous. Like I know it wasn't like the traditional just Target clearance where it's nationwide. This was a where they put the repackage sticker on them instead of the clearance sticker, and basically it was all of the. For the most part, the games were like these Black Friday deals from last year that nobody ever bought. Like they were specific games that they ordered from some company and they put out in a cardboard stand. And then they just got sat. They sat for a year. And then the manager was like, well, we don't need these anymore. And put them on sale. Work during the buy two, get one free sale too.
I'm thinking it's more along the lines of their computer system knows at this point your shopping habits, your personal shopping habits. And it says, if we put these games out there, this Robert guy is probably going to buy a good chunk of them. Because it's all computers these days, you know.
I would buy it. That's how they do it. That's the story when the guy was shopping at Target and all his coupons printed out and it was stuff like coupons for diapers and formula. And he's like, why am I getting these coupons? No one in my family is pregnant. And it turned out his daughter was pregnant and he didn't know, but Target knew based on her shopping habits.
That's a real story, huh?
Yeah.
That is a real story.
Target tracks me as I go shopping through there because I sign on their Wi-Fi every time so they can tell that I know where all the end caps are.
Right.
Well, you got to cartwheel it up, too.
Yeah,
I know you cartwheel it. Yeah. I saved like 50% on cartwheel on my purchase two trips ago. I felt like a hero. The cartwheel hero.
You're going to be so confused when you come back, GP, on how to shop and get all this stuff. Like, it's just so ridiculous, all the things you do to get these deals.
I'm excited about it. I mean, if you think about it, you know, living here, I can't make use of my own website. It pretty much
serves.
I mean, besides the fact that it gives me a living, I can't, you know, which is nothing to sneeze at. But, you know, I started Cheap Ass Gamer because I wanted there to be a place, you know, a one-stop shop for video game deals for, you know, mainly for myself, you know, and, you know, if other people were interested and I could make money off it, that would be nice. But that was, you know, that seemed like a long shot at the time. It was really just for me, because those were my shopping habits, and I wanted it to make it easier for me. And then moving here, it really didn't serve that purpose. Obviously, didn't serve that purpose anymore. And as a consequence, I've definitely lost a lot of interest in the site.
You've lost the skills. We can teach you all the skills. Wombat, have you bought Gamer Club Unlocked yet?
No, I haven't been to Best Buy yet. I'm thinking. I don't know what. It's a very complicated situation I've got going on right now. You would know because Christmas is further away, but Hanukkah is coming up sooner than Christmas. It's in like 3 weeks, I think, or something ridiculous.
I've seen the Hanukkah decorations at Target.
Yeah, so right now I'm like on knee deep.
Is it the Minch on the bench?
On the bench is one. We have the Maccabee on the mantle, which is like not as cool as the Minch on the bench. But yeah, that's a thing.
How about the Jew in the shoe?
Jew in the shoe is a good one. You should. Yeah, I bet if you posted that on Etsy, someone would buy it.
How about a heeb up your sleeve?
Nah, that doesn't rhyme as well. Mm-hmm.
How about? I should stop now.
Yeah. Before you something on your bike.
Yeah, a dyke. I was going with dyke actually, but okay.
There you go.
yeah.
Yeah. So, but so I've been knee deep in Hanukkah gift shopping. So.
I see.
Yeah, but that's almost over. I think I'm good. I was given the boy. My wife was given the girl. So we'll see how it works out. We'll see who wins.
It's got competition. Something coming your way. Well, it'll be in the mail tomorrow.
Yes, and you have something coming your way. So it all works out.
Is it a kick in the stomach?
It is a kick in the stomach.
What's coming my way? I don't know anything coming my way. That's a surprise?
It is.
Oh.
I just ruined the surprise. Sorry.
That's okay. It's currently being made. So
is it a sandwich?
It is a sandwich coming in the mail. It's not for you. But yeah, something's coming. What comes around goes around, my friend.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. These coded messages, I'm at a loss.
You should be. It takes all the fun out of it. When all of the transactions are complete, then we'll recap on the show, and everyone will be like, "That is far less interesting than the coded messages they were sending each other."
Exactly.
I want to hear about your exciting life as a freelance photographer, Wombat.
Yeah, did you see that, Cheapy?
I did. I was on the toilet. You know, every morning I make my duty. First thing when I wake up, and
it's your duty to make a duty.
It's what I do before. I have about a 15-minute window before Ty wakes up, so that's when I take my phone and I go to the toilet, and then I check Twitter, I check my emails, and I check my Reddit Pics HD app. And sure enough, your photo, which you had sent to me on iMessage or Twitter, I forget which, but it was right there on the front page of Reddit.
That's crazy. I didn't get credit for it.
That never happened.
I sent the guy a message. I'm like, you know, that's my photo. It'd be cool if he gave me credit. No big deal. Because it really isn't. I don't care.
Right.
But yeah, and it's also, I believe, my most retweeted tweet that I ever tweeted out, that picture.
What was it a picture of? You should explain that to the audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I forgot that everyone knows that. It was a picture of, there's a advertising installation in Times Square for the new World of Warcraft expansion. That's a taxi with a giant axe smashed through the roof.
Oh, an axe, you mean?
An axe, yes, an axe. And an axe that's cute.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And I looked at
an accident.
I'm not going to, no. But when I was on my walk to work, it was there. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll take a picture. Thinking that like four people would be interested. You know, I thought the time I took a picture of them actually filming Sesame Street was more interesting, but
you never know what's going to hit on the internet.
You really don't. It's kind of crazy. If you would ask
Cheapy and I responded to you when you iMessaged that photo to us.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, who gives a shit?
He's like, all right. Yeah.
I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know that World of Warcraft had an expansion coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Big deal.
So,
but
right.
Next thing I know, like my whole day, it was just every 3 seconds, bloop, bloop.
Right. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, I can't complain.
Has your
about
life
it.
Changed a lot since then?
Not remotely, but it made for an interesting day. 136 retweets.
That's very nice.
And 87 favorites and the front page of Reddit. And that doesn't count people that changed my tweet and sent the picture out. So
you should track them down so we can get an accurate score.
No, it's like there are some that used my handle in it, but change it a little bit. Like, check out this picture.
Right,
bio
right.
on that. Yeah, blah,
the
blah,
old
blah, blah,
edit
blah.
And retweet.
Yeah. So that's, you know, so it's more than that. But yeah, no, it's a lot of people.
Congratulations.
That seem to be interested.
I look forward to seeing your future New York City pictures.
Right? Now I feel like I need to be like Shipwreck and just taking random pictures of ads in Manhattan.
I found myself on Google Maps yesterday.
I saw that. That was that was insane. How did you find it?
Because, okay, so this is the weird part. The other, like, a couple months ago, I saw the Google car go by while I was taking Ty to school. It was like, it was basically stopped at the traffic light while we were waiting at that corner for the light.
How did you know it was the Google car?
It has a huge fucking camera on the top.
Have you never seen the Google car before?
No.
It looks like a satellite crash landed on top of a car, basically.
Yeah, okay. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Everybody, if you look at some of the pictures, like, you can see people just staring at the car, a lot of people. So anyway, I figured just for randomly last night, I'm like, oh, let me check to see if, you know, the Google car picked up Ty and I. And it didn't. But then I just said, just for shits and giggles, let me just take our little trip to, you know, our trace our walk route to school and see what happens. And sure enough, I found myself walking home from dropping Ty off at school, you know, schlepping his scooter with me. So that was pretty funny. And obviously, I'm easy to pick out.
So how long did this whole routine take you to find yourself?
Oh, three minutes. Not even. It was like I checked the first corner where I saw the car, and then like I basically went across the street and saw myself. It was very fast. Mm-hmm. I was lonely. Mrs. Cheapy was out at an event, so I had time to kill.
I understand. That makes sense then.
Yes. All right. Should we? By the way, that my estimate of being only one other show to from Japan was based on the fact that we're probably not going to do a show during Thanksgiving week. Do you think that's accurate?
That's probably accurate. Yeah.
So next week we'll probably do like the Black Friday rundown, since we'll have all the ads by then. Yeah. We're still waiting on a few.
Yeah, like two.
GameStop, Toys R Us, Amazon, we don't know anything about.
And the prices for Microsoft.
And the prices for Microsoft, which I remember, I think it was last year or the year.
They had some good stuff. They've had good stuff in the past.
And not only that, but like the prices that they had revealed turned out to be more expensive than they actually were. They were like just a shit ton of $10 games. So
yeah,
you never know.
I may have to keep an eye on that and buy something online and pick it up.
And also, as a programming note, I believe I will be on the 8-4 Play show this week. I believe I'm recording that tomorrow, unless something goes wrong. So yeah, that will happen. Filling in for Mark McDonald. So that's that.
Listen to a show on 8-4 Play without Mark McDonald? It seems.
That's why they need me.
I guess.
They need somebody to like be
You're
negative.
A second-rate Mark McDonald replacement.
That's fine. I'm fine with that.
You should wear a wig.
Yeah. And a plaid shirt. Flannel. Right. Flannel.
Yeah. Shirt. You can pull it off.
Yeah, maybe. All right. How about some show feedback? And sure. let me preface this by saying I did not put this one on here.
Eda Burger says, "Welcome back, Cheapy. I think your listeners just appreciated the show continuing without you, but the show is much better with you on it." I agree. I think it's a better show with Cheapy on it than without Cheapy on it. That's not a slight to Shipwreck at all.
I know, maybe it is. I know that Shipwreck thinks so too, because then he doesn't have to edit it.
That is true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it just works. I think it works better with three people anyways.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes, even when it's just me and Ship or me and Wombat, there's always you gotta have the whole crew.
Gotta have the spice.
You're thinking too much when there's two people. Like, you have to pay attention the whole time. It's just,
and that's totally not my bag.
Yeah, it's not what we signed up for here.
Right, thinking sucks.
He also says, "You guys are so dismissive of anything Nintendo. Super Smash, Bayonetta 2, Captain Toad. It's an awesome lineup of exclusives for holiday 2014. I guess, sure.
He's not
wrong. A lot of people complained about our reaction about Nintendo.
I was thinking about that this morning. And okay. I was trying to figure out why that is, because I'm sure you guys as well spent most of your childhood playing NES. You know, locked in your room.
I was a Sega Master System kid.
Oh, you were? Okay, so there's no hope for you then, maybe. But my, you know, I logged so many hours into that thing. I'm sure it was very unhealthy. But I wonder, like, why today, I don't know that I'm hostile towards Nintendo, or maybe it's just extreme disappointment. I don't, it's one of those things. But I don't want to say that like I'm rooting for them to fail, because that's not the case, but I'm just not surprised by it. I don't know.
You're not their market.
But
you're
why
just
not
their market?
Why not? I should be though. I'm the guy that grew up with them, like all these other.
Do you like everything you grew up with? I grew up with Yoo-Hoo. I don't want one.
Yes, you do, liar.
No, I don't. There's Yoo-Hoo in my fridge constantly. I don't drink it. I just don't like Yoo-Hoo anymore. I've outgrown it. Maybe Nintendo is your Yoo-Hoo.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know. And Shipwreck, too, I'm
because,
sure.
Because, well, I was going to say, there are probably other games that you play now that elicit the emotions you got from those Nintendo games that aren't Nintendo games.
Maybe it's the lack of innovation.
And the games that are Nintendo games don't elicit the emotional reaction that you got from playing those old Nintendo games. Does that make sense?
It could be. I mean, at the time, you know, back, you know, NES was like really cutting edge, obviously, back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, Nintendo's been far from cutting edge for quite a long time.
That's a big part of it, I think, is that...
That might be it.
It's hard to buy the new shiny thing when you feel like it's kind of dull. Last gen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. I get that, too.
I want to play Bayonetta 2 and I want to play Captain Toad. Now I'll get both of those games. We've talked about it before. I'm just not a Super Smash Brothers fan. I never have been. I appreciate that people love those games and I like the concept of it, but I'm not going to sit down and play that game. I've bought it every other time and I've never played it. So I'm done with that. I think maybe I might buy it.
but okay, you just pre-ordered it.
Right, yeah, and all the amiibos. I'm done. Right. There's something there to be said about, like, if I go to the store and I look at a game and I can buy a new PS4 game or a new Xbox One game, and I end up doing that rather than going and buying a Nintendo game. And it's not because these games aren't quality, it's just...
Some of the shine is gone, maybe.
Right,
compared
exactly.
to the other systems... I don't know. Maybe we're all just graphics whores.
Something.
I think it's there. They could get me back, like, in a big way, but they need to want me or something.
Yeah,
I don't feel wanted.
Super Smash Brothers is not the game for me. Bayonetta 2 isn't the game for me. Captain Toad I'd probably like, but I don't know if it's gonna... Those aren't the kind of games that I've been playing. They just aren't. It's not that it's not saying that those are bad games. They're just not the games for me. And I think that's a very valid, you know, thing for me to say. That if you enjoy that and that's your thing, that's great. And I hope you're happy. And I mean that. But just because it's not my thing doesn't mean I'm being dismissive. It's just not my thing.
And it is a good holiday lineup for Nintendo. But then at the same time, Microsoft has a really good holiday lineup. Third party has a good holiday lineup.
Except on the Wii U, it doesn't. Right? Third party has a good holiday lineup on Sony and Microsoft.
Right.
But these games aren't coming to the Wii U. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's these Japanese companies maybe just move too slowly. They put out games that are just derivative of stuff that you've played before many times.
It's a Western thing too. It's just whether or not that's what you want a derivative version of.
Yeah, that is actually a good point. Certainly.
Yeah. In a world where the big games right now are Call of Duty, Dragon Age, and
Assassin's Creed
and Far Cry, you can't talk about derivative.
Right, but even if you look at the new Assassin's Creed game and people, you know, the reviews were, you know, sort of mixed and disappointing overall, they did point out that the game engine is pretty amazing. The game looks fantastic and there's technical innovation there. When you look at, you know, Captain Toad or whatever, I don't know. It just looks like another Japanese platformer. And Smash Brothers just looks like another Smash Brothers game. Little, you know, I don't know.
It's got Donkey Kong in it.
Great. So anyway, yeah, I guess I'm hoping that Nintendo does something to win me back. But it just doesn't seem like anywhere happening anytime soon. What else we got here in show feedback?
Aries Dog has to say, Wombat is right. Kinect Party is the best Kinect game of all time. That they never made one for the Xbox boggles me. My nieces played that so much, and friends would come over to play. Visiting kids remember it and ask to play the TV game. Many people reached out to me and said how they agreed with me and that Kinect Party was also their favorite game for the Kinect. It and how their kids loved it. And like myself, there are other people that the only reason they have their Xbox 360 still hooked up to a television is for this game.
Was that a Double Fine game?
It was a Double Fine game. They made two versions of it. I forget what the first one was called already. And then they released Kinect Party, which had the old game in it plus all this extra
stuff. Happy Time Theater or
something like that. Yeah. And I mean, and it wasn't particularly fancy and it wasn't particularly expensive, but it did what you wanted the Kinect to do, and it was fun and it was imaginative. And the fact that this isn't on the Xbox One is so crazy to me that I feel like I need to, like, once every episode, I need to say, hey, Microsoft, are you going to make Kinect Party for the Xbox One? Maybe someone will hear me.
Nope.
And respond.
They couldn't have really messed up the Xbox One launch more if they tried.
I can't imagine this game would be hard to port. It doesn't have any real graphics in it.
That's the crazy thing. I mean, obviously these Kinect games can't be very expensive to produce. So where are they? What happened?
I don't know. Where's Nobody Fruit Ninja? Them. Where's Fruit Ninja and where's Kinect Party?
I thought didn't they announce a Fruit Ninja?
I think so.
I think there's no a Fruit Kinect Ninja Party. Coming.
But no Kinect. But
it's too
Party.
Late for that now. They need to have this stuff all announced and ready to go, or at least announced at launch, but preferably available at launch to convince people.
All this
people.
Stuff should have come out over the summer.
You had to convince people why their system was worth $100 more. Just the presence of the Kinect camera, if it doesn't do anything.
Which it doesn't.
Then it's not much value there. And that's why Microsoft has been struggling.
Fantasia's fun.
It is, but it wasn't available at launch.
But right. It's not $160 of fun.
NBA Baller Beats may be the only $160 for the fun.
Someday there's going to be a book or a report about what really happened at, leading up to the Xbox One launch. I mean, that's got to be a great story. I think Major Nelson's going to be the guy to write it at some point when he decides he's had enough of Microsoft. Because surely he knows everything that's
there's so
on
many
there.
People on that marketing team that are no longer at Microsoft that, any one of them could write that book now. I mean, I'm sure there's NDAs at the wazoo, though.
I don't know. It's just a textbook on how to completely destroy.
Like, you'd have to do it like anonymously and use fake names.
You just go through Keeley. Keeley can make this happen.
Come on, Keeley. Somebody do it. It's got to be a great story. Anything for Watch This Bitches this week? I don't know if I've watched any. I watched the first episode of Arrow, the season premiere of Arrow.
Arrow has been okay this season. Flash has been better.
I don't like, so. I would imagine Flash has been pretty good. I don't like the whole Felicity. I'm hoping that the Felicity Oliver thing is done after the first episode. Because I just don't buy that relationship at all.
It's done after the first episode.
Yay! Yeah, that's the most unrealistic thing on the show, basically.
Yeah, it's crazy unrealistic. I watched, because I know TV likes it when I talk about documentaries about old rock bands.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Some of the Parts, the documentary about the band Genesis.
I used to like Genesis. I used to like Genesis.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I mean, it follows the band from 1968 to 2014. And, what everyone does and is doing. And Phil Collins looks so old now. Like, I don't think I had seen him.
He was old then.
Right. It's amazing how old he looks now. Like, he doesn't even look like himself anymore, and it's really weird. He could still, sing, but he just doesn't look like he's gotten small, like a little old man. He looks like my great uncle Morris. It's really weird.
Oh, he's only 63.
Yeah, he looks like he's 75.
Billy Joel has made the biggest transformation, I think.
He looks like a hobbit.
He looks like a bridge troll.
He does. He's sad.
He's 65, but he's very talented. Doesn't matter what. Yes. I mean, who am I to complain about somebody's life?
No, I think Phil Collins is very talented. I know people
all
like
these
to shit on
talented rich
him.
People that look like yeah, they're exactly. old because they're old.
And I'd probably Billy Joel have a thing at Madison Square Garden, like a residency there?
Yeah, he does. Yes. And I have relatives that see him every time. And it's like, After a Billy Joel concert at Madison Square Garden, that's all I see on Facebook. These are our seats. He sang that song about the Italian restaurant.
Can they get me tickets or what?
I'm sure if you really wanted tickets, you
could.
I
like Billy Joel.
I like Billy Joel too. I've seen him. I've seen Billy Joel enough.
I saw him at Tokyo Dome here.
There you go.
With 55,000 people. It was pretty much the worst show ever. He was about the size of my thumbnail from my vantage point.
He might be that size in real life.
Well, I heard him on Howard Stern. He banged
some
everybody.
Of the parts.
Some of the parts.
Yes, very interesting. You learn about Peter Gabriel and Phil Collins and Mike Rutherford and, what's the other guy's name? Tony something. Tony Banks. There you go. That's Genesis. Banks is a douchebag. That's what you learn really about that.
Interesting.
He's really smug for least famous person in Genesis.
Speaking of smug, why don't you give us the new releases, Shipwreck?
All right. There's a new Digimon game out. Did you guys realize Digimon was still around?
That's like poor man's Pokemon.
Yes. And still live and kicking, so it must not be so poor. I don't know. Wow. I was surprised to see that one on the list.
Is that really what you're opening with, is Digimon?
Shipwreck likes it.
I guess so.
No, I'm not into Digimon at all. Let's see here. I've played some of these.
So what'd you play?
I've been playing the Halo, the Master Chief Collection.
How's that?
I started off with Halo 2, since they did the whole remaster of it and everything. Oh my god, the cutscenes in that game are gorgeous.
Yeah, like
you could actually understand what's going on and see like what's going on.
And you couldn't before?
Not in my, like, it's been a long time since I've played through the campaign on Halo 2. And I just remember being so confused in the opening of that game because it's going through the whole, like, the awards ceremony with Master Chief. At the same time, it's, like, cutting back and forth to the Arbiter, who is getting stripped of all his armor and, like, branded and stuff.
Do they change the actual content of, I mean, I know they're completely redone by Blur, I think, right? But do they actually change, like, what besides, like, the quality of the visuals, do they actually change, like, what you see, the content?
You mean in the cutscenes?
Yeah,
or in the
cutscenes.
I'd have to go back and look. Some of it was, like, it definitely was the same stuff. They just made it look better.
Okay.
I mean, they could have just done it completely new, but just framed it all the same way and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to remember this back from whenever Halo 2 came out. One of the opening scenes I did not remember, so I don't know if they did stick some new stuff in there as well to kind of flesh out the story. But as far as the game itself goes, that's exactly the same, just with better graphics.
They did that with all the Halos in there, right?
Yeah, they did that with Halo 1 and Halo 2, right? Those are the ones that are...
And then they were able to do some stuff with Halo 4 to make it look a little better as well, just because of having more power.
And Halo 3, they didn't do anything? They were just
Halo 3, I don't know that they did anything with, no.
I think they up-resed it, but that might be it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. But
Halo 2, like, it does the whole thing where if you hit the back button or whatever that button is.
Nobody knows what that's called. Don't worry.
The double square button.
The hamburger button?
Yes. No.
No, not the hamburger. The window button.
Sure. If you hit that, it like instantly changes back and forth between the original textures and everything in the new version.
That's cool.
Oh, that's weird.
But, they did the same thing on when they did the first Halo on
Anniversary.
360. Yeah.
Gotcha.
These games are still a lot of fun. Like you forget like that there was a time where you're not constantly doing the aim down the scope and like basically just hiding behind stuff a lot, which is like what modern shooters pretty much are. It's pop your head out, wait for the person to stick their head up and then shoot them in the head.
And what do you do in this?
Well, you're constantly like moving around. It's so much faster. Like I think it plays a little bit like faster than it used to, because I think you're getting 60 frames per second on this now. I mean, it is really fast.
Huh.
like not quite a like Quake fast, Quake Arena fast, but definitely has a more almost, I don't know. I hate using the arcade style.
Call of Duty fast?
No, no, much faster than Call of Duty.
Really? That's pretty fast.
Yeah.
There's no run button in Halo, right?
No run button, but I'm just saying that the like the way you move and the how fast the action's happening.
Interesting.
It's basically like you're firing from the hip all the time and you're doing the dual wielding and everything. And there's like so much kickback with the dual wield that it's just been a while since I played this game. Like I died in the first room because I was playing on heroic because your shield goes down really quick. You can get knocked out. But
is the pistol still borked in Halo 2?
Is the what?
The pistol not as good in Halo 2? And it's
It doesn't have the scope. Yeah.
I think I can wait for a sale on this one.
I was thinking the same thing also. I'm like, I mean, I not that I don't want to see how they look, and it's not that I don't enjoy those games, but I've played them all already.
Yeah.
It is hard to get too excited about.
Yeah. I'd rather get a game that I haven't played before. Cheapy, you're playing a game I haven't played before.
Well, we should talk about the multiplayer in this being
all messed up. Oh, okay. Tell me about the multiplayer.
It's all messed up.
Is it still broken?
I don't know. As of before this show, it was still broken. So I don't know. Okay. They said a lot of it was on the server side, though. So they seem to have it pinned down, or they seem to say that they have it pinned down and they'll fix it. So
hopefully that's nice of them.
Yeah, hopefully this doesn't drag out too long. But
okay, I bought Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham on PlayStation 4 because it was 10% off. On if you have PS Plus, and obviously it's much cheaper on, it's like half price on PC, but my PC is going to be on a slow boat to America soon. So Ty really is really into Lego Batman. So I knew that we needed to have the most convenient access to it as possible. So I paid more for it. It's very good. like all the recent Lego games, you know, it's fully voice acted with great cutscenes. The graphics look great. The frame rate is great. It's got noticeably new lighting effects that weren't there in the last generation Lego games. The other difference that I've noticed was, remember, you know how you can get different suits for every character, you mm-hmm. know, to interact with the puzzles. Now, instead of having to go to a station to change the suit, you just hold down the triangle button. And you can select any of the suits that you've unlocked.
Yeah, they showed that at E3.
Right, or use the right trigger just to cycle mm-hmm. through them, which is nice. It's a good improvement. I don't know. We played about an hour and a half or so. It seems really good. The story is good, as they usually are in this. It's funny, but also interesting. It has so many characters. You know, the game opens up with a scene featuring, you know, not just, you know, the Green Lanterns. Well, actually, not the Green Lanterns. All the other Lanterns, except for the Green Lanterns. Like the Purple Lanterns and all that stuff. I didn't even know about the Purple Lantern.
Blue ones and yellow ones, blue, orange ones.
Red.
Black ones.
Where did they come up with all these ideas?
Do you know what emotion the purple one is, Wombat?
Passion. Envy?
I think it's love. Could that be right? Love?
Right.
It's like Star Sapphire is the purple one, isn't
right. it? Right, yeah. I think it was love.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is this the Lego Batman that is in the Lego movie now? Is it that character?
Is it Will Arnett voicing? I don't think
no,
so.
No, it's not Will Arnett.
Well, is it kind played of, that way?
Little
like, is
bit.
He like a, okay.
Is he like, kind of
like
a dick,
a bumbling,
you mean?
Like egotistical guy?
Yeah. I'd say that's accurate.
I kind of like that. I kind of hope that they run with that version of Batman for Lego Batman.
I say go for it, Shipwreck. Go for it.
I have nothing to do with it, Wombat.
Play it. Play the game.
Oh, yeah. It's at my house. I will play it.
I know.
Yeah, it's really nice. I I would
my
recommend
copy
it.
My copy won't show up until Monday, but, you know, I'll make and do.
Have there been any reviews for it?
No.
Because everybody was too busy playing. Maybe they didn't send out review copies.
Well, my review copy came today. So,
right, but that's not a good barometer.
That's not a good barometer because we're on the B list. But
yeah.
Of when other people got theirs. But maybe they were too busy playing Assassin's Creed.
Which I've been playing that.
How's that?
I haven't played much of it. I got a code for the PC version of it, which it didn't... I only had to go to the, like, three different Uplay pages until I could figure out how to download it. There's all kinds of like spots in Uplay, like, because you have the Uplay account, like website, you have the program, and eventually I stuck this code in enough places that it let me download the game.
You found one. You found the
I found one that like I hit the button and like all of them would recognize that yes, this is indeed a code that works, but only one, I think it was the application maybe, finally let me download it. Yeah, it's... I have not played a ton of it, maybe about an hour of it. The frame rate, which I know this is an issue on the console versions of it, but I'm having difficulty with the frame rate in the PC version. And I did the whole like NVIDIA optimization thing. I didn't go in and adjust the settings on my own, but I made sure that it thinks it's optimized for my card. Yeah, the frame rate's really choppy on this game.
Very typical, though, for an Ubisoft game, even on PC. I remember when Far Cry 3 came out, there were frame rate problems. And
yeah, I think they'll fix it. So I'm going to play more of it, but I may wait a little while.
I see. I read Stephen Totillo's review on Kotaku. He didn't like... He's a self-purported Assassin's Creed fan, and he thought this was one of the worst ones. He just didn't find it very fun. Even he thought the side missions were boring. He thought the as a showcase for their new graphics engine, it was great and beautiful. But in terms of the actual game itself, he didn't find much to like there, really.
I don't like the tutorial. I know that. Because you're playing as a child version of yourself. Which, I don't know. It just seems a little rote by this time. Like... we've done this so much. There should be like Uplay is this thing that's supposed to know that I've played all these Assassin's Creed games and like gives me all these rewards. I would buy the reward that says I know how to run and climb on things. Do not make me play this. Like that's the reward I should get for playing Assassin's Creed games, is not having to play a tutorial on Assassin's Creed game. And I thought they had figured this out with 4. Like, that was the last one, right? 4?
Yep. Black Flag.
Yeah, Black Flag. That started great. Got you right into the action. This one, not so much, but it's really hard.
Is it different teams, though? I mean, you know, it's been a year. I would think different teams may have made these Assassin's Creed games. Like they did with Call of Duty games for a while.
Yeah, it has to be because they've been turning these things around so quick, and they put out 2 of them this year. So
yeah, that's what I mean. Like maybe, you know, maybe next year's will be the Black Flag team, and it'll be better. I think it was really smart of Microsoft to do their Assassin's Creed bundle with both games. This way, if you are disappointed with Unity, which the reviews seem disappointing, at least you have the excellent Black Flag in your box as well.
I think it's got a 76 on Metacritic right now. So it's
For a game of as high a tier as a Assassin's Creed, as a marquee game, a 76 does not cut it. That is unacceptable.
Well, they know. I mean, they must have known that it was going to be disappointing because they had the embargo. It was like a late embargo, right? It was
noon on release day. So you could own the game and have been playing it for 12 hours if you don't like sleep and before a review is even up.
These companies know. They do a lot of research. They all try to estimate what the Metacritic score is going to be before the game even comes out.
They do mock reviews beforehand.
Yeah. So they must have known and they said, we'll just hold it back a little. And on the other hand, Far Cry 4 has an early embargo. I think it's 4 days before release.
Well, that's good.
Do you think they knew, Ubisoft knew this when they struck this Microsoft deal?
They might have. I mean, again, it was smart to have Black Flag in there because that's a fun game to play. I enjoy Black Flag. So, yeah. That's the bundle my boss got, and he asked me which one to start with, and I told him to start with Black Flag. So,
yeah, I mean, it has ship, it has boat combat.
The boat combat's okay.
I like boat combat.
Freeing slaves is fun because I just walked around the island stabbing people, and the slaves don't react. I'm like, I freed you.
They maybe don't next care. Gen.
Yeah, like yeah.
The main reason I want to play Unity is just because I've actually visited France. So I
have you seen London? Have you seen France?
I've seen France.
That's, have you seen have GP's Underpants?
Maybe at
E3. Maybe?
Probably. Yeah, I probably. So.
You may have walked in on me when I've gotten out of the shower or something. Something like that. Yeah. Okay, so that's Assassin's Creed Unity.
The old version, the 360 and PS3 version, is supposed to be okay.
Assassin's Creed Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been following that they were making it a whole different game for.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know anything about it. So
it's an interesting strategy because there's so much user base there still that would definitely go out and buy an Assassin's Creed game.
Oh yeah, so you gotta make something.
Makes a lot of sense,
especially when you're cranking them out like a Assassin's Creed factory over there. It's like every year is too much for these types of games.
I haven't finished the last one yet.
Me neither. So,
and I like that game a lot. Let's see what else came out. The new Sonic game came out, Sonic Boom.
I heard that's terrible. Is it as bad as Twitter says it is? Do you know?
I played it at E3 and I did not like it.
I watched several YouTube videos and some of the cutscenes just laughably bad. So,
this game is a TV show tie-in game. I mean, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
So, the TV show is supposed to be pretty okay. I mean, if you're in the market for a Sonic the Hedgehog TV show. I may not be, I may be, I don't know. But yeah, I think once I played it at E3, I knew that this was not going to be good because Wombat, you played the 3DS version, which is a completely different game. And that looked okay at E3.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember that. I remember not hating it.
Yeah. So maybe that direction with it. I don't know. Sega doesn't have much quality control on the Sonic games.
No. Anything else for new releases?
I think we spent a good 40 minutes on them.
Yeah,
we've
done well. Valkyria Chronicles came out on Steam. People like that game.
Okay. Are we still doing ads for Retro?
Yes, we are. We have a new ad for Retro. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're 40 minutes in. Yes. So this, our friends at Retro they are still sponsoring the CAGcast.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody. They've been very happy with the response they've been getting, and I thoroughly appreciate it. I know Shipwreck does also. GP probably does too. He just wouldn't say so.
I couldn't give two shits.
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding. I could give one shit, to be honest.
There you go. But the folks at Retro wanted everyone to know that they hit their stretch goals on Kickstarter. So every issue next year will have pack-in stickers, and three issues will have pull-out posters. Retro is super close to the next stretch goal of adding 8 more pages per issue, which is almost like an entire extra issue of content. So go to readretro.com.
For a year. For a year.
Like, an extra issue of content next year.
The magazine is not 8 pages long.
No. Yes, sorry. So go to readretro.com/Kickstarter now. And, give them some shekels and you'll get a subscription. And it's really cool because Retro isn't just a magazine. It's a mindset. Retro preserves the glorious tradition of print gaming magazines while providing entertaining and informative articles by top industry writers. Each issue is jam-packed with content for the retro-minded reader, with coverage from every era, including classic, current, next-gen, and upcoming retro-inspired indie games, with emphasis on reviews and classic consoles, previews of arcade and pinball games, top 10-style featurettes, comics, geek gear, columns from top industry journalists and developers, and reader interaction, and many, many more. And wait, there's more.
Here's your retro gaming this week.
Yes, did see? You're
I did.
You're
I,
the
I,
you're the core.
I bought Porky's for the Atari 2600.
Excellent. We'll get to that in 1 second because I think people want to know how they could win stuff. You have
I
to
can
tweet
win my Porky's.
You could tweet at Read Retro, letting them know why you consider yourself a retro-minded gamer, and use the hashtag #IAmRetro to be eligible to receive one of the following giveaway items: a set of posters featuring retro exclusive art, a fabulous retro sticker, and a year print subscription to Retro Magazine. So that's at Read Retro, and the hashtag is #IAmRetro. And Cheapy will put that in the show notes too. So go do it.
I have to remember to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody remind me to do that. yeah.
Did you guys ever play Porky's?
I have. I know I have. Because one of my friends in college had it. If you're asking me to ask what it was like, I couldn't tell you.
I don't even think I saw the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That's a masterpiece of 80s cinema.
I know. My dad wouldn't let me watch those types of movies.
No one's dad let them watch.
Nobody's
Porky's.
Stopping you now.
Yeah. Nah. You should watch Porky's. Porky's watch is good.
This Ball the Porky's video game has a shower scene in it on the Atari 2600.
How does that work?
There is a woman in a shower in the center of the screen, and the larger woman is chasing you around as you're trying to
coach Ball Bricker.
Yes. She's chasing you around as you're trying to kick or pick up something. I don't know. And then if you touch a bad guy, you fall down into the E.T. pit from the E.T. game.
Interesting.
Except you have a pitfall pole vault thing. So, yeah, it's a classic.
Innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Some CAG news. The CAGcast Android app is now available for you in the Google Play Store. Just search for CAGcast and you can find it. It is free and it has all the episodes of the CAGcast available for streaming and or download. And I believe there's some, I have to investigate this a little more, but I think there's a way to put like special content in there. I will check that out. I uploaded Wombat's clip of the Xbox Live when you were the Xbox Live featured gamer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a standalone clip just to see how it works. But I haven't actually tried the app yet because I have to find my NVIDIA Shield. That's my Android device. Well, I think I have an old Amazon thing too.
That's not really an Android
device. Oh, right.
Oh, no, the Kindle Fire is not an Android device now. I have an Android tablet. I should try it.
Yeah. And the CAGcast app is coming out for iOS, for Windows Phone, and on the Amazon store as well. But that will just take a little longer, but not much longer. And it'll be free on those two, of course.
That Amazon, you know, the Kindle Fire, that launch Kindle Fire,
yeah,
is very popular with the first grader set.
Because it's been handed down?
Yeah. It's really funny. It's like every first grader has one. At Sabrina's school. She has one also, so she fits right in.
I also wanted to remind people that, yes, we have a Black Friday video game deals thread stickied in the video game deals forum where you can just see everything all in one spot. And eventually I will break that out by hardware and by game. So if you're looking for a specific game, you can just look in one spot and you'll see all the prices at the various stores and stuff. So that's that. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure. Shipwreck, I saw via your Twitter feed that you bought Marvel Dice Masters. How is that?
It's fun.
What do you do?
Okay, so this will interest Cheapy because it's a lot like Hearthstone. It's So it's a collectible card game. It's $15 for the base pack. So every card, like every character card, also has dice that go along with it. And it's just a card battling game for the most part. And the booster packs are, you get two cards and two dice in a booster pack for a dollar. So it's really cheap. Yeah, it's really dorky and fun. Like,
I think that's too dorky for me. Dice and cards together? I don't know.
I think you and Ty would like it. I really do, because it's a lot like Hearthstone, because you're trying to attack the other player, but you're putting up the superheroes like to fight each other, but then anything left over from that fight goes to the, like,
right,
whatever they're calling you, but it's the other player.
Right.
So it's, I don't know, it's fun. It's,
I'm saying it's too dorky, but then again, I'm a guy who played Strat-O-Matic hockey when I was in high school, which is card and dice based hockey game.
The thing is, you almost need, like, the instructions are just way out there. Like, it's almost to the point where you need to know somebody that knows, has figured out the instructions to be able to play. So I could be that person for you. I'm willing to do that.
Thank you.
But it's not, once you know the rules, it's not like so over the top. It's basically like Hearthstone. So it's easy to play.
Okay. Marvel Dice Masters.
Yeah, they carried a Target.
All right, then.
That's why I got it.
Let's talk about Nintendo a little bit more. So they've announced some new Amiibo figures that are coming out. Now, these figures are coming out next week. Is that right?
Oh, the new ones are coming out in February.
Right.
The first wave is the 21st.
Okay. So there's a new wave of figures that are coming out next year with Link and Mega Man and Sonic and some other dudes that I won't be buying. But the Nintendo also announced that they're partnering with Loot Crate. So you can actually subscribe to, you can buy these figures via subscription. But they haven't really announced what the advantage of that is, because it seems like you're sort of at a disadvantage because you don't really know what figures you're getting. So I'm not sure why they're doing that, but there must be a reason for it.
I signed up to be notified when that becomes available, because since it's Loot Crate, they have to be like throwing some extra goodies in there. This can't possibly be them shipping out Nintendo figures. There's no point to that.
Yeah, and they, you know, shipping's not free with Loot Crate, but if you say, like, you have Amazon Prime or you want to order a bunch of Amiibos, you could probably get free shipping from Amazon, who I'm sure will carry Amiibos. So what makes the Loot Crate deal better?
We don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Amiibos this morning, and I was just, you know, we were talking about Nintendo's, I don't know, like, just lack of excitement, and their technology always seems behind the other guys. Why did it take them 3 years to figure out that they should be copying Skylanders? It seems like a really long time for something like this. It's not rocket science, right?
My guess would be because Skylanders is a primarily Western phenomena, and the people that make decisions at Nintendo don't really have their eyes on Western phenomena. That's my uneducated guess.
That's not a bad thought. Like, I can see somebody of Nintendo of America standing up at a meeting with a bunch of Skylanders in front of them and trying to sell this idea to Nintendo Japan and
them going,
them not getting it.
So desu ne. So 3 years later. Okay, we'll do it now.
You kind of have something like Skylanders.
Right, mm-hmm. But not quite.
That's going to be the confusing part, like, for both parents and kids on these things. Like, I think they're going to sell just because that they're characters that people like. Like, people are going to buy these things whether or not they're going to actually ever play with them. Like, in a game, I mean.
Just as a figure, they would buy them because they're $13 and it's Mario.
Right, exactly. I mean, there's plenty of Mario figures that don't do anything that sell just fine. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be weird for, like, kids and parents to understand, like, this isn't a character that you play as. Because that's what Skylanders are. That's what Disney Infinity is. It's an easier understanding of, I buy this figure and then I play as this figure.
Yes. That makes sense. they may be disappointed when they, if they buy the game and say, oh, I only unlocked like a Mario costume or something like that. Okay, fair enough. Let's see. Who Knows wrote in and wanted Wombat to address some previous quotes from old CADcasts with referring to Super Smash Brothers. One was, I think this that franchise is dead, and I don't think that's going to move consoles. Because Nintendo announced at the end of last month that their Wii U sales are up, but rather 3DS sales are down. But Super Smash Wii U is not out yet.
No, it's out next week. But in order for me to go back on what I said, I mean, right now, how many Wii U's are out there in the planet? Like 7.5 million?
Yes.
Because I read the article.
You weren't guessing.
Yeah. 7.5 million Wii U's are out there now in people's homes against 14 million PlayStation 4s or something ridiculous like that. And we're almost at the... Well, we know it's 10 million shipped to store
right.
for the Xbox One. We don't know how many are in homes yet, but it's probably more than seven... It might be more than 7.5 million. It's very possible. So, and these are consoles that have been out a shorter period of time and are new. In order for me to say that that Smash Brothers is not a dead franchise or can move consoles, they would need to really, they would have what, 3 million copies of Smash Brothers? 2 million of those to new, I don't know. I have no idea.
They need to kick some serious ass this holiday season.
Yeah,
and we don't see any deals for Black Friday yet on Wii U stuff.
It didn't move 3DSs. Smash Brothers did not move the 3DS.
Even though they sold a shitload of software, of Smash Brothers 3DS software. But no, it says the 3DS, this is from IGN, 3DS saw sales fall year on year from 2.49 million to 1.27 million.
Do we know how many copies Smash Brothers sold on the 3DS?
Yes.
Wasn't that? How
yeah, it
many?
Was in, it was in there, but it was a lot. Hold on. It was 3 million? Something? Yeah, 3.2 million.
So there you go. I guess it is possible to sell 3 million. Is that a lot? Is that a lot of copies of the biggest game on the console?
On a dying console?
I mean, but that's really the question. Someone wants me to, you know, I'm supposed to go back on what I said about Smash Brothers, but this, you know,
I think that franchise is dead. I think you could go back on that.
Yeah, franchise is not dead, but it's not going to move consoles.
You're sticking by that one. You'll give up the other one, but you're sticking by the console one.
Yes, because it would.
Yeah. It's difficult to see how.
I don't think the franchise
you can't judge
has
that
the luster.
Like it's there's going to be Wii U sold this holiday season, and it's going to be more than what they sold during the middle of the year, and it coincides with when Smash Brothers Wii U comes out, so. Who knows?
But it's not going to move consoles in the kind of numbers that would make Smash Brothers. Is it going to be a top 10 game this year as far as sales go?
Maybe. I think it has that possibility, yes.
But we're talking about a maybes and possibilities and not definitelys. And that's the difference. That's the difference. Is Call of Duty going to be a top 10 selling game this year?
Yes.
The new one.
Yes.
Is Madden going to be a top 10 selling game this year?
In the U.S.?
Yeah. Yes, in the U.S.
I think so. I don't keep up with Madden as much anymore, but I think so.
I think it's selling well. Yeah.
Ask me about NBA 2K.
Will Destiny outsell Smash Brothers this year?
Yes.
Okay. So, Smash Brothers as a franchise does not have the cachet that it had when the last one came out. It just doesn't.
Well, I mean, it looks essentially the same.
It definitely outsold Destiny before this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look too exciting.
It's hard to judge. They're going to make some good money off Super Smash Brothers.
They're going to make good money off of Smash Brothers. It's going to sell well. It's just not going to sell as well as, you know, Smash Brothers for the Wii did.
Doesn't look like it costs very much to make. That's for sure.
I know that Ben Gilbert, former guest on the show, thinks that it's a good, that it's a pretty good game. But I don't know, maybe I'm not supposed to say that yet. Is that under embargo?
No.
He might think it's...
He might be talking about the 3DS version.
Oh, okay. That's
the same game, isn't it?
No, the Wii U version has a lot more in it.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So maybe he's talking about the 3DS version.
Okay. Yeah. I thought the big news from that IGN article or from their financial reports was that the 3DS sales are going down. But it's not surprising. I mean,
what do you expect? You know, people have them.
People have them and people...
It may have plateaued. It's very possible.
Smartphone, blah, blah, blah. You know the story.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Microsoft. Sunset Overdrive. Somebody else finished it.
I finished it.
Yeah. What'd you think?
That game is very well done.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
I like the fact that there's no, like, main enemy. Like the enemy is that company, but there's not like a boss that you
are, nope,
like there's boss battles, but there's not like a specific bad guy that you are going after.
That final boss fight, the last thing is tough. I found it to be tough. At least it probably took you 3 minutes.
Yeah. wasn't that difficult, but yeah, I didn't find the game to be overly difficult at all. I mean, even if you die, you just get spit back right into the battle.
Yeah, I know. The reanimation animations are totally worth seeing. So
I'll pick it up at some point.
You really should.
Like, it's like, it's got a little bit of Just Cause type of stuff in there too, Cheapy. Like, it's something you would enjoy.
I have a question for you, Shipwreck. When you play a game like this and you can make your own character and redesign him at will, does your character have red hair?
Yes.
Okay. Just curious. I'm like, oh, does Shipwreck make a redhead? I mean, my character had brown hair like me, but sometimes he had a beard, sometimes he didn't, which I guess would be like me.
I changed outfits once in the game.
Oh, I would change outfits all the time, but I also would like, my kids would come into the room, and if I was playing this game, the only thing that I would really let them see would be dress up. So...
Yeah,
that's the only, like, I know that it has like the filter for the gore and the language.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which I don't have an issue with that. Like, some of it was just I don't know, it was like really like tasteless. I don't know. Like, for the most part it was funny, but then sometimes it's just like, this is just annoying, like hearing this much cussing just for no reason here.
I turned the swear filter on.
Wow, prudish wombat.
I kind of like the beeps. That's what it does. It just beeps out the swearing. There was just something about it that I found to be amusing and more amusing than the actual swearing itself.
Hmm.
I can see that.
Yeah. To me, it was funny. So I'm like, oh, that's funny. I'm going to keep it that way. Like exactly. Because when you watch it, you have heard someone yelling expletives, and 300 times in a 30-second span, and all I heard was, hey, you beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, maybe that's better, actually.
Yeah, and that's kind of funny.
Funnier, too. Yeah.
So that's why I kept it.
The second G writes in and asks, Cheapy, no Sunset Overdrive for you yet? Don't you trust Shipwreck, or are you busy preparing for your big move?
He doesn't trust Shipwreck.
I trust that it's good. But yeah, I had other things to do, and also... Like, if it's something that Ty can't watch or play, then that also affects my...
Yeah, he can't watch or play this.
Right, that affects my decision, so I'll just wait.
Even with the gore filter off,
it's too much killing. I don't need...
That's all it is. It's just killing and things exploding.
Yeah, so I'll wait. No rush. Plenty of stuff to do. What else we got here? Microsoft registers Battletoads trademark. All right.
So more Battletoads coming.
And also, Microsoft claims that Xbox One has outsold PS4 for the past 2 weeks.
Ooh, two whole weeks, guys. Slow down. Stop the presses.
Well, that's where their price drop has kicked in, right?
And still, yeah, 2 weeks.
Mean, yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
I went to this Best Buy shopping event this past week,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was last Saturday. Yeah, last Saturday. I saw them sell a lot of Xbox Ones. This is during the, that event, they also had that free year of Xbox Live going on.
Mm-hmm.
When you bought a console, they completely wiped out all of the old bundles. Those were, everybody bought all of those. Then they started bringing out the Assassin's Creed bundles, and I saw them sell 5 or 6 more of the Assassin's Creed bundles. Like when I left, the only thing that was still there was some of the $450 Call of Duty bundles. So
should be a big holiday shopping season for Microsoft.
I know it's anecdotal, but yeah, they're going to sell a lot of these Xboxes this holiday
season. No, I said it also. As soon as they drop the price, you know, my boss bought one and he's been waiting.
And you have that Assassin's Creed bundle out there. Like, I don't care even if that Unity is not getting the best scores. You see that Assassin's Creed bundle with 2 Assassin's Creed games in it. And then you also have the Call of Duty bundle. It just looks, when you see it next to the Destiny bundle on shelves, it just looks a lot more like appealing to like the mainstream like crowd.
Now,
they've heard of Call of Duty. They've heard of Assassin's Creed.
Is that other bundle like that's in all the Black Friday ads for the PlayStation 4? Is that an actual bundle or is it just something that's in all the Black Friday ads? The one that has
actual bundle. Last of Us and
Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it's an actual bundle.
Okay,
it's not out yet. I don't think.
Yeah, right? But that's a good looking package too. I mean, let's not.
Yeah, it definitely is.
But that's $400, and the Xbox bundles are going to be under $350. I see
with a $50 gift card on Black Friday.
Some of them have gift cards with them too. So there's some good value on Xbox One this holiday season for sure. They're going to sell a lot of systems.
Yay! I guess.
Will they catch up?
No. But it's going to be interesting. Because I think PS4 is still going to sell really, really well. It's It's going to outsell it this holiday season.
I think there are a lot of people out there who already made up their mind on what they want, and they're going to buy the console they want. But I do think there are a lot of people on the fence that this may be the tipping point.
Price is pretty much the most important factor.
It kind of is.
Pretty much.
We learned that last year.
Yes. Some people learned it in 2006, and then other people forgot about it and then repeated the same problem.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Such is life.
It's still boggling. It's mind boggling.
It's completely insane.
It really is.
It's like these people operate in a vacuum, right? Like just forget about history.
And they can't blame it on being a Western thing like Nintendo can.
Yeah. Let's move on to Sony. Nobody told me that SingStar came out for PS4.
Because no one cares.
It's free. It's a free-to-play game now.
Okay, what'd you sing?
I sang. So the weird thing about SingStar is you download the game and it comes with no songs. But there are free songs available, but you have to hunt through the library to find out which ones are free. You can't just push a button and say, download me all the free songs. You have to literally manually just go through each one.
What's an example of a free song?
Okay, It's Raining Men.
Hallelujah.
Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You Can't Touch This.
Do, 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 do.
Piano Man.
Oh, did you sing us a song?
I sang all the free ones already.
Excellent.
And I even bought one song.
What'd you buy?
I had to buy it because it's just such a random song. I bought Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow.
Since you've been gone.
Like, why would that be there?
Since you've been gone.
Eye of the Tiger is also free.
And I can't take it.
Anyway, so the innovation for
since
this.
Since you've been
okay,
gone.
Okay. The innovation for this SingStar is that you don't need the mics anymore. You download an app for your smartphone, and you can just use your smartphone.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
And I think they talked about that at E3, maybe.
I remember
seeing that at some point.
Yes. Well, I tried it out, and it works. So.
How much was Since You've Been Gone?
$1.49.
That's worth it. Yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah.
That song is pretty baller.
Don't Fear the Reaper was also free.
Maybe 10 free songs
around. Maybe a little less.
Maybe I will download Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Sony is
we
having...
We could be like they are.
Yeah, I know. Don't be afraid.
Come and take my hand.
Okay, enough.
There's never enough.
Sony's having something called the PlayStation Experience, which is their own show, own game, video game show like PAX or E3, except you know, it's open to the public. It takes place in Las Vegas on December 6th and 7th, and it will cost you $50 for a one-day pass or $90 for the two-day pass.
They refer to it, are they still calling it a community event?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's where they lose me. It's a, you know, it's fine if they want to have a Sony convention, but to me, community event made that's held by a company implies that they're not charging you to show up,
or at least a sort of a nominal amount. I mean,
yeah, like a community, like, you know, Microsoft does do community events, like at store openings and
right.
Big game launches. And those don't cost anything. Like when the Xbox One launched, they had that big community event that was in Manhattan, and there were a lot long lines, but didn't cost anything.
Well, you have to realize you're probably going to get $50 worth of free T-shirts, Wombat.
I understand that, and that might be where, well, I'm not going to Vegas, but it just seems like such a strange
thing. Oh, and you also get a chance to purchase rare collectibles directly from their favorite game studios.
Yeah, exactly. You can buy it. It is. It's like they're encroaching on PAX. Why does Sony feel like they need to compete with PAX?
It's an experiment. It's something to do. Somebody came up with this idea, and maybe they can make money off it and give it a shot. See what happens.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe, and they shouldn't call it a community event. It's okay. Not a community event.
I'm interested to see what it is. Like,
are you going to go?
No.
I want to go.
I would go. But it's kind of at a weird time of year. Like, December 6th and 7th is
Pearl Harbor Day.
Well, yes. But, like, it's in between Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays.
That's so how, like, calendars work.
That means you have to take extra holidays to go, like, extra vacation days to go to it.
Right. Well, I'm interested in seeing how it goes. I'd like to go if I wasn't moving back to the States, you know, basically right around that time. I would like to go to maybe like Penny Arcade Expo in Boston.
Sold out already.
Well, maybe I can swindle a media pass or something. Yeah. Or eBay. There's always eBay.
Media pass.
Okay. What else we got? Let's skip all this shit here. I don't know.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm getting tired.
You want to call it a night? You're the boss.
This is good. Actually, I wanted to talk about this last week. We'll end on this because two people wrote in about this.
Excellent. Hit me up.
I'm going to hit you up. Both Sky Tire and Hawkeye425 wrote in with something similar. Clearly, AAA games have raised their prices. They are just getting us with these season passes. So full games now cost $79 plus, which got me thinking, like, would you rather... You know, the game prices haven't gone up in a long time. Would you rather have them just raise the price to $70 than have all this season pass nonsense?
No.
You don't know?
No,
you don't,
because
think so?
It's
I don't buy the season pass nonsense.
First of all, yeah, I rarely buy a season pass. Most games that I find that come out have enough content in them.
I bought the Lego Batman season pass.
I thought about that. I thought about getting it. I want to, first of all, I need to have the game first, so I have to wait till Monday. And I got it on the Xbox One, so we can compare notes. But I don't know if I want the Dark Knight and the Man of Steel stuff. I know I want the Batman 75th anniversary stuff.
Right.
But that's only $3.
This was a preemptive strike because it was 10% off, and I know that Ty is just going to be asking me for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, just
how is it? You get those three packs right away, don't you?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought those were out now. They're not even out now?
I don't think so.
You should check.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Because the Batman 75 one looks cool. That's the one that has the Adam West Batman in it and the first appearance Batman with the purple gloves. So that's kind of cool.
Right.
But I don't need Movie Bane as a playable Lego character.
right. All right, we'll do two more CAGBAG questions.
Yes, we didn't even answer
this question. I personally would rather pay $70 straight up and then have them not do the season pass thing. But obviously,
but you might. I don't know.
They would still do it anyway. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't trust the game companies enough where if they said, oh, we're going to up the prices, but no more season passes, I would give that about a year.
They would call it something else.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's see. The Dave Nelson writes in and asks, what is the over-under on the number of hours Wombat will spend playing Dragon Age Inquisition? Because it's getting very good reviews.
I know. I hope to play a lot of hours of it. But
and it's supposed to be a huge game.
I know.
So I'm going to say the over-under... Skyrim, you did what, like 100?
Skyrim, I think I may have hit 150.
But you got two kids now, I'm going to say...
Oblivion was like 300.
Okay, so the over-under has got to be like 60, I think.
Trying to think how many hours I put into Dragon Age Origins, because that was like 30 to 50 hours.
Yeah, but that was a very, like, that's pretty linear game.
Yeah, I liked Origins a lot, too. Origins I loved. Dragon Age 2, I was very... You know what? I did play Dragon Age 2 twice. So take that as take that as you want.
So I'm going 60 is the answer. You think 60? Right, Shipwreck? Okay. Does that seem like a good guess?
That seems reasonable. Okay. I might give him 70 hours.
Okay. One from Retro Gamer. I'm assuming this is the... Our sponsor?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's it's unrelated. Yeah.
Okay. He writes in and asks me, he says, you've inspired me to go on a low carb diet. I've lost about 15 pounds in just under 3 weeks. Switching from soda to water has really kickstarted my weight loss, which is a great way to start, by the way. Everybody, it's such an easy thing that anybody can do is just cut out sugary drinks and you're guaranteed to lose weight.
I don't drink sugary drinks. Why aren't I losing weight?
No sugar, no drinks with sugar?
I don't drink drinks with sugar in it, no.
What do you drink?
Mostly water and or coffee, usually black coffee.
Okay. He wants to know, can you share your typical breakfast, lunch, and dinner meals? What do you snack on while gaming? Do you drink only water? Help me to stop being a mouth-breathing beta male. For breakfast, I have an omelet with cheese and vegetables in it, or it can be cheese and meat, just, you know. But no potato, no bread or anything like that. Just have like a side of, I usually have like a side of broccoli with that. Lunch, I try to have a salad, like a salad with chicken on it. A good place to go is maybe like a Chipotle type place that offers, I mean, I'm assuming they have some sort of salad thing, right? There, Wombat.
So when you move back, we're going to go to Chipotle together?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm sure there's a million salad type places.
Yeah, you get a salad pretty much every 3 feet, but you know.
Yeah.
I still like Chipotle. We could go. It'll be fun.
Yeah. It's very hard to do this low carb thing in Japan because everything is rice and noodles and shit. So lunch, yeah, always like a salad with some sort of meat on it because you got meat and cheese because you need to still have a lot of protein to make up for the lack of carbs. And for dinner, basically meat and vegetables, some sort of either.
Steak.
Yeah, some or chicken or fish and vegetables. And for snack, the only snack food I eat are nuts. I eat a ridiculous amount of nuts. Mixed nuts with no salt. Not peanuts. Peanuts don't count. Peanuts are legumes. So you want like, you know, cashews, walnuts.
Well, is it that they don't count? Are they bad?
They have more.
Peanuts were okay.
They're okay. It's not that they're bad, but I think they're not ideal if you're going low carb. I think you want nuts have maybe more fiber. The reason why, like, nuts are very high in fat, but because there's so much fiber in them that you basically shit out a lot of it. So I think that's why they're okay.
You do the same thing with peanuts, but that's fine.
And I think that's also the reason why you can eat like an apple, but apple juice is bad because the apple has a lot of fiber in it. But when you drink the apple juice, you just get all the sugar. But none of the fiber, I think. But you should watch this documentary, Fed Up. I've mentioned it like a billion times.
Our diets aren't that different. I just have gummy bears and beer in there as well.
Right. I don't drink alcohol, really.
Well, you eat like hot dogs on a bun and chili with spaghetti.
Yes. But that's like a once a week thing. That's not an everyday thing.
Right. I did have a couple slices of pizza the other day. But, you know.
Pizza's delicious. You should have that.
It was delicious. I can't wait to have Grimaldi's when I get to New York. Holy shit. Or Patsy's.
Oh, they went out of business.
No, they didn't. They're everywhere now. I had it in Vegas. I had it twice in Vegas over 3 days.
Excellent.
All right. I think that's it. I will remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. And don't forget to download the CadCast app on the Google Play Store. And are we doing another retro? What are we doing for a retro?
Yes. Yeah. Just a reminder that they hit their stretch goal, but they still have more goals to go. Let's get those extra pages. It's a great magazine. I thoroughly recommend it. And don't forget to enter to win some retro goodness. Tweet at Read Retro, letting them know why you consider yourself a retro-minded gamer, and use the hashtag IAmRetro. You can win some really badass posters, a cool sticker, or a year print subscription to Retro Magazine. So let's make that happen. ReadRetro.com. /Kickstarter. So that's readretro.com/Kickstarter.
Yay.
Yay, bread's done.